Welcome to Season 2 of The Corporate Life, where we elevate the game for businesses and the top-level executives and corporate leaders. If Season 1 was about living a fantastic corporate life, Season 2 is about going deeper into the realms of big financial achievements and profound work satisfaction. Hi, I'm Hina Siddiqui, your host and a seasoned corporate warrior who's danced between loving and hating her corporate roles for years. I get it. The highs, the lows, the challenges, and the triumphs. In Season 2, we are bringing you unique insights, powerful tools, and inspiring conversations with experts and thought leaders in the corporate industry. So whether you are a top-level executive, a business owner, or someone aspiring to reach those heights, fasten your seatbelts. This season is your passport to conquering the corporate world with financial heroism and unwavering work fulfillment. Let's redefine success together. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui, and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. Do you know that we stay in a jail that is created by our ancestors and we are not even aware of it? I have with me once again Robert A. Wilson, my very dear friend, and he has coined the term ancestors jailbreak. Now, what is that all about? Let's explore this with Robert. But before I start chatting with him, let me tell you a bit about Robert A. Wilson. He's the founder of Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity and the author of many books that inspire individuals to break free from societal constraints and tap into their limitless potential. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Hina. It's good to be here. I always enjoy these shows because we get to liberate the people and introduce them to some fresh wisdom.
Same here. I really enjoy hosting you because the kind of stuff that you talk about is something that is really deep stuff, and people don't want to understand it. And that's the reason their lives don't change. And this is what we were just talking before I hit the record button. And now we are going to talk about it on the show on record. So, Robert, can you please explain the concept of ancestor jailbreak? Recently, I just received a mail from you and I read that, concept that you talked about. And it was really, really intriguing. It was really interesting because this is the reality, right? We are in some kind of jail and we don't even realize that. So please explain that concept and how it relates to the mindset of top-level corporate leaders.
Well, everybody has. From your parents, from the womb to five, you took snapshots subconsciously of everything your parents did, and that's ingrained in you today. But if you start understanding, we've never expanded out of our ancestors' way of life, because I've been on the world, on the earth 68 years, and from the 50s, it's modernized, but it's still business and education. Well, business and education has got us as far as it can take us, because it's just snapshot after snapshot. It's actually like Groundhog's Day. We just keep rerunning what our parents did and what their parents did. And if you really look at the way today is we actually have a third world mindset. And what I mean by the third world mindset, and here's the thing, you don't have to go into a total drama and trauma. If you can admit to something, you can appreciate it, awaken to it, and have an adventure to ascend out of it. But here's the thing about the ancestors. You know, we talk all this modern technology, but when you listen to people talk in the daily life, it's the same as our parents did. And what we're afraid of is letting go of that, because expressing the free-flowing energy within you and never thinking, because you think and know is a snapshot of what you always done. Yes. And then we get into the memory. Then we've been taught history. And this is something I just really expanded into, and it's going to be a class. When you're reading that history lesson, and it's let's say it was Waterloo, you actually take a snapshot of that war.
Yeah.
And that becomes the way we live. And we've been taught to live in a very impoverished way. We've been taught poverty consciousness without even knowing. And there's a lot of people who got a lot of money, but they still have the poverty consciousness because they're afraid of what they have is going to leave them. And once that does that, we're in yesterday. But the ancestor jailbreak is we're still in a survival mode thinking. The sky is falling every day. but we've never opened up to what life is, Hina. Life is a liberating invitation, fostering emancipating events, lionizing innovative brilliance every day. We keep doing the same thing. You look at business, they'll make a structure and a plan, and they stay inside that. Once you make that structure and plan, the snapshots of yesterday control that plan.
Yes, and as you just talked about history, that just reminds me that there's a saying called history repeats itself. And that's the reason history repeats itself, because we're not coming out of that mindset.
That's right. Snapshots. See, you take the snapshot, then it becomes a photograph and a movie within the subconscious. And that becomes the subconscious comfort zone. And when it latches onto something, and you keep using the same words and the same thing to control it, you stay the same. And basically, the last, 20 years have been the same to me. I mean, on the physical plane. Me personally, I have learned to admit to my own, I had to admit to my childhood. And when I discovered these snapshots, I started seeing how I did things just like my parents.
Yeah.
Business is done just like it was in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 20s, and because we keep thinking business, and education. But business and education has zero free-flowing energy because it's in a box. And for all the CEOs and business people out there, never blame anybody for anything. As soon as you say the word blame or that somebody did that, you stay the same.
Yes, and I also believe that when that level of leaders are able to change that mindset, they come out of their ancestor jail, then they may, they are in a better position to inspire their teams, their employees to do the same and to give them a proper platform and a safe environment to do that.
Absolutely. And see, here's the thing. When a business makes a plan and a structure, right, they lock them snapshots in and they won't get away from them. If a business can open up to make an outline.
Yes.
It's the same thing as a plan, but an outline, you don't have any snapshots. Because a plan is what you know, what you think you know, and the event's going to show you everything that plan lacked. That plan never goes And then once they say something occurs outside of that plan or that structure, they say, well, that isn't in the plan. Well, that isn't in the plan because there's a better way. Whenever you do anything, the last question is, where's the easier, better way to experience this?
Mm-hmm.
People are so egotistically arrogant and have to know it all and have to be right, they forget to see the light of the path of enlightenment.
Yes. Business is like, it's like creating something, which is an idea yet, and then transforming it into reality. And this is basically the entire journey. This is the entire experience. And of course, there would be highs and lows. It's going to be a roller coaster ride for everybody. But when we start enjoying that experience of creating something, you know, in our own way, that is such a beautiful thing. I think this is much more precious than. Than when we, reach the destination. The journey is much more interesting. Like who we become in the whole process, what insights we develop, what kind of enlightenment, if we allow us to, get exposed to that kind of experience. So this is something that we are just limiting to it because we are operating from the fear, fear position that, okay, what if it doesn't happen? What if something, what I want doesn't happen the way I want it? So this fear thing sabotages the entire enjoyment process from the business, which is just like raising a baby, raising a child. And then it becomes something else. What if the child doesn't grow? Something like that. If you are a C-suite or top-level executive or even a business owner, I want to personally invite you to join me for an unforgettable experience at the 7-day Leadership Voyage Vision to Reality Yoga Retreat in a little heaven on this earth, the very beautiful Bali. You can achieve big-time corporate career, business, financial success without hard work in record time. This is what I'm going to show you and set you up for in this eco-luxury experience. It's limited to a powerful small group of no more than 12 top-level executives. We will dive deep into corporate coaching the yoga way. Because yoga is much beyond the postures and asanas. It's the alignment of body, mind, motions, and energy in one direction to achieve anything that you want while being sane and yourself. Together, we will uncover your subconscious blocks, unearth your hidden leadership qualities, and turbocharge your money mindset. Visit my website at www.authorhina.com to learn more and reserve your spot. You deserve this incredible experience.
And see, business, when they do something, business people, before they even start, are looking for what's wrong. What is this showing me to expand? Why is this occurring for me to expand and rise out of this? If you look at the world today, it's no different today than it was the 50s. It's just more the media has it out. And the media, all they are is a bunch of malarkey, using excuses to demonize everything. When a business is a business, you get in there and the egos get there. They got to stay inside the snapshot of what they've always done. And that's an ancestor thing, is I'm right, in survival mode. And we all encompass an enslaving mindset.
Yes, yes. I love that enslaving mindset, because this is so true in today's environment. Like, I agree that once upon a time, it was safe to feel fear because we were just surrounded by a lot of dangers and stuff. But now, in a place, in a modern society where everything is so well crafted, we are safe in our environment. We are taken care of by the law and order and stuff. We don't really need to be suffering that survival zone again. What do you think about it?
We're afraid of ourselves.
Yeah.
All fear is afraid of your abilities.
Yes.
And you're afraid to listen to that flowing energy within you. And see, we all have a flowing energy. And this is something I've really expanded into in the last 3-4 months. Listen to the flowing energy and then express what that flowing energy is expressing to you. Never use the word think and know in your life. If you say think and know, you're in yesterday. But if you listen and express the inspiration that's flowing, you'll rise out of there. And the biggest thing businesses have, the world has in business, is afraid of humor. They're afraid to laugh. And you know, it's like when we's on a job site and somebody hurt their back. Well, they would look at that incident, right? Well, if you went and asked that electrician that hurt his back, 3-4 months before that, they were pulling big medium voltage MV cable, and that throws you around. Well, the soft tissue tear then happens here, and they look only at the incident. They don't go back and see what caused it, and it's usually that. It's just like in business. They have blockages. They only look at the blockage. They don't go back to the beginning and come forward and see where that blockage is. And everything that happens in your life, the first question is, where's the wisdom to show for me onto my path of enlightenment? Quit looking for answers and solutions and look for a path that keeps the business moving forward. Because once you find an answer, that becomes a snapshot, and that becomes a box. Most businesses and CEOs and everybody stays is in that box.
Yes, and it's set up for failure then. I'm not talking about the financial failure only, but the other type, like we are struggling with work-life balance. We are struggling with relationship problems at work. We are struggling with lots of mental and health illnesses. So we are actually preparing for the failure.
That's absolutely true. You know, if you listen to people talk, just listen, don't get involved. They talk about what's wrong. And if you listen to a business, they're saying, well, this is happening, this is happening. Never does a business say this is going well.
Yeah.
This year, and you know, the thing a business does, they try to think, you know, And then they get into the computer and they put what they know into a computer. Well, that's where it stays. A computer actually hinders business. Because there's no, because your intuition, imagination, innovation, intuition, and your sleek, unique talents will rise you above that. But the only thing is, when that innovation and that intuition and imagination start expressing their way, it scares the hell out of our thinking, knowing, memory, mind, because it isn't in the box.
Yeah, and it's also the question of control, because we fear because we want to control. We don't want to, you know, let ourselves loose and, you know, free flow with the flowing energy, because we want to control the outcome.
And that's absolutely true. We want to control. And you know what we really control? We don't even control our bodily functions.
We can't control anything, yes.
And, you know, but you can let go of control and participate and facilitate the situation, but you can face and embrace it and question your way out of it. You're never going to think and know your way out of anything. You're going to question your way out of it. And, you know, when something's going awry and, you know, it's and you're getting ready to get irritated, there's a little saying to say, that's funny.
Yes.
See, and what that little giggle, that little laughter does, it breaks that panic attack. And that's why I carry my buddy that's funny all the time. And I laugh at me, I'm free. Take the pressure off yourself. Pressure, thinking and knowing and having to be right, put pressure on you. And then when that thing goes awry and goes off the rails, you panic and get mad at it.
Yeah, and wow. What you're talking about is very relevant. Like when you're talking about, take the pressure off, which is exactly the opposite what corporate people do. Like when I was in the corporate world, I was also doing the same. We were just under pressure, you know, lots of stress over our shoulders and go back home with a lot of pressure and stress and work. So this is something which is, I think, deep rooted in the corporate roots. Like, you know, this is, it's so much there. How can they do that? Of course, they want to do it. Like when I was struggling with this kind of stress and pressure, definitely I did not like that, right? But then there must be a way how to do that. We don't know that. Like I'm just talking about the corporate people.
Well, it's all over. They're trying to please people.
Yes.
And see, everybody thinks their job is on the line. And something everybody has to remember, you make the plan and you get everything all planned out, something is going to throw a monkey wrench into it.
Life
gets in the way of life, but it isn't getting in the way of life to slow you down, getting in your way so you understand there's a better way. When something, you're going down and something in a plan goes awry, that's when you need to slow down, step back, ask, where's the wisdom? Where's the path? What am I not seeing? Because, you know, every time, this is when I was an electrician for a long time, but as soon as you force something in and you fought it in, you was coming back in a week and taking it out because it was wrong. If you're fighting something, there's a better way. But we've been taught to go straight through it. And while sometimes the listening, and see, that's something corporate America is very poor at, is listening. And if you listen to the people on the production floor, they're going to show you some things that are a better way. It's like when you're working on something and you know you're all focused in on it, a guy walks up and says, why ain't you doing it this way? Holy cow, that'd be the best way. Sometimes an outside eyes can see it. But what we're really afraid of is to admit that plan won't work. And see, people would rather be right than find a better way. I was that way. Hell, I ain't going to give them. Yes. Everything I talk about, I've had to really break out of. But we've been taught by our ancestors, the boss is always right.
Egos are really strong there.
Yeah, but usually the boss is getting a snapshot and the thing like that. And what really in corporate America, they're afraid to talk to the workers. See, there's a divide in this country between, you know, like the wage earner and the management.
It's everywhere. I think it's everywhere.
They stay the same when they do it the same way every time. There's always a better way.
Yes, right.
We're getting so caught up. Well, we've done it. This is my favorite thing. Well, we've done it that way for years. Well, and you've had the same outcome for years.
Yes, right. We want to stay the same and expect the different results, which is not possible. But then this is total insanity. But then we are used to be doing it.
I got to raise my chair. It's kind of like me. I get too heavy for the chair. Anything that's going haywire, you can make something fun of it. Make fun of it.
Yes, right. And I remember that we talked about this in one of the shows together, that make a big plan, make a big fearless plan, and then enjoy the the journey. Yeah. You know, don't try to control.
If you take the word think, know, plan, and structure out of your life, and just make an outline. The one thing about an outline, you're not attached to it. A plan and a structure, your outline, you're attached to it. And whatever you're attached to, you're never going to move forward, because that snapshot, that subconscious mind, everything in you is comfortable there. And just because you're comfortable doesn't mean it's going anywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what we own, we often get attached to, isn't it? If we don't own anything, we are not attached to this. So I love to say that, as I am from India, and I say that when we want a relationship, we get married and then we get attached to it. And then we want to stay, and then we buy a house, and then we get attached to it. We want to travel, we want to commute, we buy a car, and then we get attached to it. So we are creating so many attachments for us that it starts suffocating us.
Yeah. And that's what it is. You know, it's like a marriage. It gets too comfortable. Then it loses its spark. Well, that's like business. You keep doing the same thing. But the biggest thing in a corporate world or any business, let go of expectations. Appreciate the steps.
Yes.
You can accept down, but when you start expecting things, and then you expect this, this, and this, and right in the middle of that, expectations are going to get broken because there's a better way. And see, I don't know what that force is up there, but if it's going to slow you down, and it's going to open you up to see a better way. And that's the thing about this. This is the way it is. Well, you got to open up to yourself. Is there a better way? And see, our ancestors, my parents, I caught myself. And I had to go through this. I did everything unknowingly, just like my dad and mom. So you get into business school, that professor teaches you the same way. Then when you get into the corporate world, you go the same way.
Yes.
Well, how's that same way taking you in to the dismay of life? How is everything you're doing, you're having the same outcome?
Yes.
It may be a good outcome, but is there a better outcome? We're afraid to ask the questions that break the comfort zone. And see, our ancestors, you know, they come across the covered wagon, but then we come to the car. But basically, we're doing the living life the same way. Blame, shame, it's everybody else's fault. And something I'm really going to express here, this country, the United States, follows the politicians. Blame everybody. It's always somebody else's fault. And the one that really is big and people don't even realize it is poverty consciousness. We have, and I'm going through this right now, and I understand this one. My parents come out of the 30s, and I inherited the poverty conscious snapshots from them.
Yeah, we all do that way, yes.
Yeah. And see, the most of the stuff that holds us back, it's snapshots from our childhood.
Yeah.
And I say snapshots instead of thinking and knowing, because that's what we do. Is when you look at the world and you see somebody you don't like, well, you don't like that person forever because you took that snapshot. Mm-hmm. It's like on a job. They take a snapshot of you when you walk in, or even a corporate, and you walk in the door, They take that snapshot, and that's the way you are for the rest of your life with them. That's where the corporate world has to really stop taking. Once they take that snapshot, they got to question the snapshot. Well, this is the way, what's going on here? Because sometimes that snapshot gets people fired, or they'll never listen to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes listening to your enemy is the best way to the outcome.
Right. So snapshot is a reason of the jail that we put ourselves into. Yep. And the way out is to get rid of that snapshot. Now, I know that you have created your own lingo, which is so powerful concept, which is like when you stop using certain words and start using certain different words, you can fade that snapshot, that image from your mind. So would you like to, Robert, suggest a few words, a few new lingo, you know, a few words to the C-suite people? I understand that what you suggest as the different lingo is for everyone, but specifically for the CEOs, for the top tier executives, for the business owners, would you like to suggest a few words?
Yes. Instead of change, it's expand. And what I really come up with, and now I'm going to make a video of this, change has snapshots of pain.
Hmm.
Expand is a flowing energy. And like transformation is a sideways movement. When you say energize, you feel uprising.
Yeah.
And if you take the word enterprise and it frees you up to do that. Instead of create, you innovate. And stop saying, I think this and I know this. This is what I'm feeling. And the biggest one instead of know is understand. And don't try to learn it, comprehend it. Say the word learn out loud and say the word comprehend out loud. You're going to get a more freeing feeling. Instead of thinking, you want to listen to the flow of inspiration. And the key is to express the inspiration. And when something happens, you know, goes awry, first question, where's the wisdom? Where's the new way? Where's the better way? Don't go into the panic, fanatic, and blame. As soon as a corporation or anybody blames somebody, they went into the box. Yes, they may be responsible, but blame, they're responsible for it rather than blaming them for it. And then you can question it out, but usually something happens. But the biggest one for me is appreciate. It took me a long time. I've never had a bad job once I learned how to appreciate life.
Wow.
You got to appreciate what you're doing. And if you're in competition with your people, you're never going anywhere because there's always friction.
That's scarcity mindset when we think that there's a competitor, you know. So there's enough for everybody to go around.
And also, I give myself permission to rise. How will we rise out of this situation? How will we expand this situation into our outcome? Everything that happens in a business, it occurs for you to expand and rise and expand.
Yes. Instead of falling in love, just rising in love.
Yeah. And see, here's the thing. Now you said, got onto, you got to have the audacity to appreciate yourself and the tenacity to love yourself.
Yes, right. So rise in love with yourself.
Yeah. Rise with audacity. I had the audacity to rise to love myself. You want to always put a word in there with some vibrancy. Oh, and take the word truth and reality out of your life because they don't exist. And that's something I really should have touched on. Your viewpoints, opinions, and beliefs are snapshots from the past. You got to get into the valiant veracity, the courage to never lie to yourself. And when you can quit lying to yourself, you quit lying to the world. And the key thing when you wake up in the morning is find three words, like I'm astonishing, I'm enough, whatever it is. But you can be astonishing, sovereign, and blessed all at once, or I'm blessed. But get three words. And the biggest thing is people wake up in the morning with the same thoughts and knowing of yesterday. And then we have the same type of day. Yesterday is today, and we don't even know it.
Yeah.
Okay. Understand it. But the more you can understand, you live the snapshots of your ancestors. And when you go to something, this is kind of sends people off. But everything you learned in school is what somebody else wants you to know.
Yes, absolutely.
And in business school, there's a silent society that wrote the curriculum for that.
Yeah.
And that's where the third world mindset comes in. And this is something that you have to open up to and don't get all frustrated about it. Just admit it. And if it isn't there, it isn't there. But admit that you do have that enslaving mindset. And how did your parents, when you talked to each other when you was in, from the womb to 5 to 7 to 10, that is ingrained in your subconscious. I caught mine about 6 months ago. I woke up to it and I said, Jesus, I did everything like my dad could get mad and then I'd get mad. But if you're doing a lot of this stuff that you don't like, just go back and witness it. Don't get into it. Just witness it.
Yeah.
And see how it is. And when you can admit that, you can get rid of it. Then the main thing is appreciate your life. I don't care what happened in it. Mm-hmm. Appreciate. It gives you the value. And like in business, appreciate what you have going on. Appreciate your talents. Then awaken to the outcome you want.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And Robert, would you like to talk about your classes? That this is such wonderful wisdom that you share through your classes. And I have seen a few of those, and I would like you to talk a bit about that with our audience, and how can your classes help them break free from this ancestor jail?
But first, I want to say this. Take right and wrong out of your life. You have awakenings and accomplishments.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
My classes are something I've expanded into, and there's no change, heal, create, transformation. They're never going to tell you what to do. You're going to get to listen to expand yourself. They're going to show you the way I expanded my life without being telling you, because the difference between telling is limitation and fear. Showing is wisdom, insight, and clarity. That's what my classes are about, is liberation, wisdom, insight, and clarity. Giving you the way to trust your own abilities and stop going outside of yourself. And see, I stopped listening to any self-help, personal growth, self-improvement, psychology written books because they never say one word. They never say liberation. This is about liberating you from you. And all the stuff everybody's out there, this is a simple saying. I liberate me from me and my viewpoints, opinions, beliefs, childhood to experience and understand my now. My stuff is all about experiencing now. And for people to understand, they encompass a unique talent that's never going to fit into any books, into business world or anything. They all have a unique talent. It may be just writing a book, but everybody has a talent. And the thing about self-help and personal growth, self-improvement, to me, they never let go of the past. My stuff is about pure liberation. Stop healing the past, liberate the now. And it's really, I talk about communicating with your daily life. Everybody wants to be the marketer of this, but nobody understands how to communicate with their current life. That's what my stuff is about, is communicating, learning how to communicate your dreams through your daily life. And one thing I want to express to people is start speaking your dreams through other people. When you talk to them, you don't have to go out there, but open up to express your dreams when you talk to them. And this is something I expanded into last week. Your word has to be impeccable and artistic.
Yes.
And what my classes do is they're going to show you a way to experience your life through your dreams. And they ain't going to tell you what to do, And it's got, they got 23 to 25 minutes a video, but then they got questions. You're going to question your way to the promised land. You're going to think and know your way to the desert and land in the cactus, our awakenings.
Beautiful. Robert, before I let you go, could you please tell us how can people access your classes and go to your website, see, and of course, I'm going to include the information in the show notes section, but it would be lovely to hear from you.
My website is mycowboywisdom.com, and there's a bar right there that says classes. You click on them, they're right there. And Hina, I enjoy these conversations, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Robert. It was such a wonderful conversation with you, and I really enjoy every time we talk. And you know that I don't have a script. I don't have any questions ready because we just explore the questions as we go along. The topic was really interesting, and I really, really thoroughly enjoyed it and learned a lot from it. Thank you very much for your presence today.
There's one thing about life, it's not scripted.
Did love that.
See, that's the thing. If you're trying to live the script of life, you're going to be in the outhouse.
So we just saw that the concept of ancestors' jailbreak offers a compelling insight for corporate leaders to navigate the complexities of the modern business landscape. By acknowledging and liberating ourselves from the constraints of inherited paradigms, we can tap into our limitless intuition, inspiration, and potential. Now, don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know what you are going to do with these unique insights in your corporate life. That's it for now. I'll see you next time. Stay happy and safe. If you loved what you heard, don't forget to hit subscribe, share the wisdom, and throw in a cheeky review.